You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, we've written to all of the board members of Housing New Zealand Corporation and the senior management team to say that we believe they should all resign their positions in the wake of the meth contamination fiasco. There are families, vulnerable families, who have been treated in the most appalling fashion. We've had harrowing stories for the last 2 weeks the most awful situations people have faced, all because of a culture at Housing New Zealand which desperately needs to change.
Why do you think the answer is for these people to resign?
Well, I think they are the wrong people in the wrong places, and they have the wrong values. And when you're faced with the need for a transformative culture change, I don't believe that's possible with the board members that are there and the senior managers who are there. The change must come from the top. There are good people down at the grassroots in Housing New Zealand doing their best for families, but they are stuck in a system with policies that have no or very little compassion to them. And the result of that has been this most appalling situation where people have suffered enormously at the hands of Housing New Zealand. And, you know, to change that culture, we need to change the leadership at the top.
With this change, with this transformational culture change, how are we going to change the management? Who do you see as the new management that would make that change?
Well, the new management would be people who uphold public service values. And public service values include being very efficient with government funding, providing a really high-quality service, and providing compassion with it. I don't think we've had those things. And at both levels, there would be a big reduction in salaries, because at the Housing New Zealand senior managers, they're on six-figure salaries. They should be paid much less, as they used to be, for doing a good public service job. So what I'm saying is there are plenty of New Zealanders with the right values to take over these jobs and do so at a much lower rate of pay than these people are paying themselves.
Why do you think that rate of pay has gone up? What do you think has gone behind that?
Well, I think it's part of the agenda within the public sector to run things the same as they do in the private sector. In the private sector, the bosses and the shareholders get enormous pay and unearned income, whereas the people at the bottom who create that income are the people who are paid the least. And I think we need a much flatter pay structure within Housing New Zealand so that it reflects public service values, and it reflects the fact that people want to be there for the right reasons rather than want to be there to make lots of money.
We touched on it briefly before. How is the current situation of Housing New Zealand Corporation affecting New Zealanders directly?
Well, it's affecting the most vulnerable New Zealanders who have been caught up in this meth contamination fiasco. And we have had, reported to us, as I said before, the most harrowing stories of families who've lived in homes for maybe 15, 16 years, and they have been turfed out, given 7 days' notice, because contamination has been found. In many cases, they have no idea how the contamination occurred. There's been no backup test done to justify the, what is essentially testing done by a rogue industry where the results are incredibly variable. Housing New Zealand has just bowled right in and said, no, we've had zero tolerance, you're out. And so we've had, people who've lived in homes for that length of time. We've had a mum with three children who ended up having to go, sleeping on couches in friends' houses, families' houses. Her kids were had to repeatedly change schools. And it's completely upended their lives. And the damage done there is really damage that will follow those kids right through their lifetime. Housing New Zealand is responsible for that. There needs to be accountability. These people need to go.
Why should all New Zealanders care about this issue that a government agent has the power to treat vulnerable people this way?
Well, exactly. These actions were taken by people on behalf of all of us. This is a public service organisation. So they did these things in our name. And I'm embarrassed and ashamed to think that this kind of action could take place in New Zealand. And I think it reflects the fact that Housing New Zealand does not abide by values of service and compassion. They abide by values of the private sector, which is where you make as much money as you can, as quickly as you can. And that is what's happening at the senior levels of Housing New Zealand, in the management and at the board.
Why is it important that we see a change happen for state housing?
Labor, before the election, they campaigned on changing Housing New Zealand from a state-owned enterprise into a government department, and we welcomed that. We said that would be absolutely fantastic. And I think what's happened over the meth contamination fiasco has underlined just how important that change is. But unfortunately, the government, Labor got into government, and Phil Twyford says now, the housing ministry says, no, we're not going to do that now. Because it's going to disrupt work patterns or something. The point is, if he'd done this transformation at the start, we wouldn't be looking at the situation we are now, where these people need to resign.
So just to talk a little bit more about that, because I think that's very interesting that the government did say they wanted to have housing become a government agent.
Yep.
Why do you think that didn't? Do you know why that hasn't happened?
No, we've had what I can only describe as some half-baked reasons given why it hasn't happened. I think the corporate sector in New Zealand have huge sway with the Labor government, and I personally think that pressure from the corporate sector meant that the senior leadership within Labor said, no, we're not going to do this, because this would have been the first big break from neoliberalism for Labor to move social services back into a government department situation, rather than this quasi-private corporation model where we've got all of these problems that are faced by, as I say, the most vulnerable people in New Zealand. The government just has to do this, and we, the people of New Zealand, have to force them to do it.
What does State Housing Action Network hope for this letter to achieve?
Well, I think we don't expect these people to resign overnight, but we do believe that we can, undermine their position with the public of New Zealand to the point where they themselves decide to resign. I think what's happened is unconscionable. It's happened in our name. And I think when the public receive this message, I think many people will say, yep, these people should go.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.